Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. The desire to be unconditionally loved and accepted seems to be a universal human longing. Many people spend a lifetime looking for and failing to find the perfect person to fulfill this desire. Then there are the fortunate few who come to a spiritual practice and discover that we could stop looking. The unconditional love and acceptance that we're searching for exists within. With practice, we learn that we feel the absence of love only because we're attending to a mental process that speaks to us about what is missing. In being focused on wanting, we're trained out of having, even when life freely offers to us exactly what we're searching for. We may love, but we find ourselves unable to receive love because we have been convinced by a self-hating conversation that we're not worthy of being loved. Today, practice love as presence and let presence shift attention from what is not to what is. Record and listen.
Exciting.
Shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes, please.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Pasha.
Hello, Pasha.
Hi. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. I am so excited that I can hardly contain myself, and I need to jump in the air. Filled with love, as it's energy that goes through the body, and it's overwhelming, and it's what comes out of this being to the whole world and spreads everywhere. If I go with what I love, it's so hard to find anything that I don't love, and because I love this, and I love this, and I love this, and this together, and and I find myself, I'm in love,
yes,
it's so easy to, yeah.
If I may,
what you're
pointing at is so wonderful that any of us, right, but you, because we're talking to you, you can't contain it, can you?
No.
You just can't contain it. And so what's left for us is just to dissolve into it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You can feel in that. Going out everywhere to everything, you just feel Pasha dissolving into that love.
Yes. Yes, there is no need to I in love. There is just love.
Oh, there is no I in love, is there?
Sorry.
<That's very> good.
there is just when I'm in love, I'm immersed, and it spreads everywhere, and I don't need to be I to feel that love. There is not me separate from love. I am immersed and dissolved with the process of love, and there is no need to search for it, because how can you be like, I am in love like in the water in the ocean, and
like a drop of water in the ocean.
Yes. Yes, and it's so easy to feel, you know, coming after the visiting monk on the first day. So overwhelming sensations in outside world, where I can call them anything, or I can call them love.
Yes, if you try to, if ego gets to take over the experience, then there's just a ton of thinking about it, and well, is it, and what about, and how can you, and what, that's not, and this is going on, and all of that conversation. But if we don't do that, then the boundaries all just fall away, and as you say, there's just this one, and the word that comes to mind for us for this one is love.
Yes. Yes, and I'm so grateful to for practice to show that again and again, that's where it is. And also, it seems like I'm learning more and more how to step into it and how to get there. And yeah, it's for me, it's a simple process of making a first step, looking like, what is it there, what is it here I can love, and just start with this simple step, and it just grows and spreads, and there I lose myself, in quotes, because I just stepped in that process. Not standing there trying to separate myself from life and saying, okay, life, show where you love me. Right?
Right. yeah. That is never a good approach, is it? And, you know, Pasha, the thing that it to me is so important for all of us that you're saying, what the kind of little technique that you have learned to do is, what can I love?
Yes.
And you put your attention on love, and you experience love. Then you put your attention on something else to love, and you experience love. And you keep doing that until attention just stays on love, and you realize, in quotes, you love everything. Then with attention on love, we get to that place of the boundaries fall away. Because with attention on love, there's only love. Right? Then Pasha is love, life is love, love is Pasha, life is Pasha. It's just one. And nothing is left out because there's only love. And so the importance of getting the formula of that is that this is not some random thing that maybe lucky people get to experience sometime in their lives. It's a process. It is something that we can actually, and not in the way ego uses this word, but it's something we can actually do. We can turn attention to what we choose. And the importance of that is realizing we are always choosing what our attention is on. So we want, since it that is what happens, my life experience is the result of what I'm attending to, then we want to be really clear and careful that we are attending to what we want.
Yes.
You want love? You attend to love. You get love. You have love. You are love.
And I breathe in love, and I breathe out love, and I'm so grateful, Gasho.
I hear you, brother. Thank you so much, Pasha.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pasha.
We don't have to encourage Pasha to enjoy, do we? Or to take care of himself.
No. I would suggest he's in bliss.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller.
Thank you.
You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello? Next caller?
Good morning, Ashwini and Sherry. This is Goalie.
Hey, Goalie.
Oh, hello, Goalie.
Hello. I wasn't expecting to get on so soon. This is wonderful. A couple of things. First of all, about Project Joy. You know, I am a recent newcomer to Project Joy, and I'm listening to the radio show, and I'm recording the prompts, and then conditioning was saying, you know, you're not getting it, and you're not doing it right. And even as I was listening to the previous call, I was thinking, oh, wow, this is really advanced, and I don't think I am getting it. So, but that's a general thing. But I did want to, I had a, something dropped in a few days ago about love, which is perfect for this prompt. You know, I was listening to a CD of yours, Sherry, that I bought at the monastery in the car. And I've been meaning to make a recording, but it always gets postponed. You know, we'll do it later, and there's never the perfect time. So I just had my recorder in the car, and I wasn't on the freeway or anything. I just picked it up without taking my eyes off the road.
Good,
and,
good.
Yes, it was all safe.
Yeah, we want to keep you around.
Yes, thank you. And I just was so inspired. I made this very loving recording. You know, just it didn't have to be perfect. I just made it, and it's such a comforting recording that I like to listen to it all the time. And I was I listen to it sometimes two or three times in a row, and I like to listen to it last thing at night, and sometimes first thing in the morning. And a couple of days ago, first thing in the morning, I thought I should listen to that recording. And then a voice came in that, no, if you keep listening to that recording, then you're going to fall in love with yourself.
said, okay, where's that recorder?
Yes, I got it. Yes, that's the point. And why would that be so bad?
Right. The problem with that would be, But it is a big problem for ego, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And so I see that is why it's always holding me back.
Yes.
Yes.
And, in fact, when you were listening to the previous caller, attention was on that very same ego voice saying, oh, this is really advanced. You know, you're not getting this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the only thing that was going on there is attention was on that lie instead of on your experience of love. Because if attention had been on your experience of love, you'd have been right there in the conversation. Because in truth, it's not advanced at all. You're describing the exact same experience, right? You're listening to this thing, and you're inspired, and your heart is open. You pick up the recorder. You make this really beautiful, loving recording. That's exactly what we were talking about, right? So is it advanced? Is it advanced? It is. It is. I mean, we could be talking to people all over the world who would just, you know, their eyes would glaze over and they would say, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. But that's not you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you just have the experience, and you're having the experience on a daily basis. And you're getting to see how much the voices want to talk us out of an experience that is going to preclude them. Were you with me on that one? Yeah.
Yes, I am. And so what I need to do is just remember that they are not me, and they are not my friends.
That's right. That's right. That they're talking, And in the past, you've listened. And you've thought that they were you or speaking for you or that sort of thing, that you agreed that they were accurate about your experience. Now you've seen the distance. You've seen, that voice is lying to me, and that voice doesn't want me to be happy. Wow, that is a critical awareness.
So before my life, I have been very good at listening to the voices and doing exactly what they wanted, and now I have to do exactly the opposite of.
That's right. Because you want to fall in love with Goalie. Why wouldn't you? Life is in love with Goalie. Why wouldn't you want to be? Why would you want to be separate from that? You don't. Right? I mean, that's what that experience showed you. No, I want to live in that place of a joyful, loving conversation with life. That's where I want to live. I don't want to live in that she's unlovable, there's something wrong with her, she needs to be fixed, here's another program to fix her. I don't want to live in that.
Yeah.
Isn't it good? No wonder those voices didn't want you to join us.
I know.
But this is what was going to happen. They knew it.
It was inevitable.
It was inevitable. As soon as we start showing up, it is a foregone conclusion. We're going to be in love.
Yes. And then I'm in love with everybody. I'm in love
with
people.
That's right.
Yes.
Because love is love. And as soon as, and this is one, you know, we all know this. When we're in love, everything is fine. Everything is okay. We want everybody to feel the way we feel. That's the may all beings be happy. We say that with sincerity because we're happy. We want everybody to feel this way. Right? When we're in that negative ego place, you know, we're miserable. We don't care if other people are miserable. In fact, if we can contribute a little to their misery, well, good. Right?
Yeah.
So now we've made the choice. This is how I want to be. This is where I want to live. This is what I want to feel. And I'm going to practice it. Yeah. And we can.
Yeah.
Because we know how to turn our attention to what we choose. And that's what we're practicing all the time. I choose love. I choose unconditional love. That's what I choose. I don't choose those voices.
It's
unconditional love. And that's what we get.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Oh, thank you, Goalie.
Thanks, Goalie.
Thank you, Ashwini. Bye.
Bye. It's the Hafiz quote, the hardest work is the separation from God. I mean, love is the most natural thing we know to do. And we have to be really talked to not to recognize that.
Yes, to be talked out of love, huh? That's what the voices are constantly attempting to do, to talk us out of love. Well, that's what's wrong, and that's what's wrong, and you did that, and you're that way, and that's what's missing, and that's what's lacking, and if that were different, if you were different, if they were different, if it was different, all of that incessant in order to talk us out of love, which is our natural state.
Yeah, it's sort of loving as kindergarten. It's very advanced not to.
Right. That's true, because at little tiny kids and animals, they know that natural state of love, right? And then we have to be educated out of it.
Yes.
Oh my
conditioned
God,
out of it.
Horrifying. Mm-hmm. Conditioned out of it.
It's also so physically true that
that the head is so away from the heart, right? It is a movement away from what's so. And when you say, you know, bring the attention here, you often have your hand at the hara. It's really the lowest, it's the most natural place where it arises.
Yeah, the center of our being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Carol. Hi, Sherry and Ashwini.
Hello, Carol.
Hi. I haven't called in a long time, so I thought this was a good time to do it, and here I am on the air. No
surprise.
Carol,
what have you been doing that was more important than calling in and talking to us?
Well, I've been listening to conditioning a good bit, unfortunately.
Oh, and that's a bad station, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lousy station. And and talking to my coach this morning was really helpful. And
said, get on that call, girl. Something like that.
Right. Yeah. So I'm feeling stuck. And what my coach was saying to me, instead of focusing on conditioning, it's like, well, what action can I take? And so conditioning is saying I'm stuck. So then I came up with some actions that I've actually already been doing, you know, that are practicing.
That bring you back to love, we hope.
Right, yeah. So what I decided I want to do is record things that support me that I do in practice and counter to Eagle's assertion that this isn't good enough, you know. So that's what I've been caught up in. I've been caught up in a lot of distraction
let me put this forth. You got caught up in a lot of distraction because you were doing so well.
Right?
You were really practicing. You were happy. Yeah. You were getting happier all the time. You were getting freer of conditioning and the voices. And then it just sneaks around a corner, grabs a person, throws a sack over their head, throws them in a dark place, and begins to brainwash.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think that's totally true. In the long picture, you know, I'm doing really well. And I'm trying to remember that practice and life is like a roller coaster up and down, and everyone else experiences this too.
And seeing that, seeing mm-hmm. how that happens. You know, in the email class that we're doing now, I'm on this kick with people because people who've been practicing for a while, you know, we put out blah, blah, blah. And people say, yeah, I used to do that, but now I practice unconditional love. Well, that's ugly to practice unconditional love. God knows I'm probably the foremost proponent of that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we assume that's enough, that I don't have to really pay attention to what ego is doing, because I'm practicing unconditional love, it's as you point out, I get distracted for a minute and whoosh, it grabs me. So
mm-hmm.
yes, I'm practicing unconditional love and I'm paying attention all the time to see what everybody's doing.
To see what do you mean by everybody?
Ego.
Ego.
Ego,
okay.
And its minions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, to see what conditioning is doing. So, you know, how do I get distracted? I need to be really clear about that. Or, because as you've noticed, we can be gone for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And we can suffer all through that being gone. And we don't want to do that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, another way that I just got hooked is, you were just referring to, we don't want to do self-improvement programs, and then Eagle's kind of sucking me in oh, that's what you're doing when you're talking about, you know, these actions you're going to take or like coming to a retreat. That's just self-improvement. So I guess that's just more nonsense. That's ego training.
That's where at where you are in practice now, where you are in practice, the work, the practice, the focus is not to listen to any voices in the head talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Well, and how's that different from seeing what is going on?
Seeing what is going on happens in awareness.
Right. So
not
so
in a conversation like, in conditioned mind.
So is that like identifying, okay, that's ego, and then turning my attention away?
It's actually being present and aware of insight.
Mm-hmm.
And insight is not the same as a conversation in conditioned mind. So that's one thing. The second thing is that the intelligence that animates you, the source of those insights that you're attending to, mm-hmm. never talks to you in full sentences and doesn't call you you.
Okay. All right. Right.
Yeah?
Doesn't
those
talk
are, to yeah, those yeah. are those are clues for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
The intelligence that animates you, the mentor, and that's our resource, right? So you pick up the recorder and you get in a conversation with the mentor. But the voice in the head that says, well, you're just doing those activities, and that's mm-hmm. just self-improvement. You're going to go on a retreat.
Yeah.
That, you're just doing that for self-improvement. You can tell that's not the mentor, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Reminding me of that, the you clue.
yes. You know, if we could get the same distance from it that it has from us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's able to be at a distance and point the finger and say, well, you're this, you're that, you're doing
mm-hmm.
this, you're doing that. You should, you. And if we can see that same distance, you know, of that, what it's doing, we're going to be way ahead of the game. Yeah. So those two things
mm-hmm.
could be really supportive of you. And, you know, don't get thrown off. It dropped in for you to do these activities.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And then the voice comes in to try to talk you out of it.
Right. With a you. Okay. Yeah.
With
that's
a you.
Really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much, Sherry.
So it's good, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
it's very good.
And another layer is revealed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing in awareness practice, right? We get to a point, we get bamboozled, we fall for it, we get distracted, and whatever, and then we see through that layer.
Yeah.
Now we're in a whole different place in practice. We practice. We're going to get bamboozled again. The odds are really good, which is why we want to stay present. Because we know there's a good possibility we're going to get bamboozled again. So we want to stay
mm-hmm.
here so that life can drop in those insights for us.
Yeah. Well, this is good. Thank you, Sherry.
You are so welcome. Now, you're going on retreat. Does that mean that we get to see you soon?
I think so, yeah. I think I'll get off the phone and buy my ticket and, yeah.
Good.
Good idea, huh? Sounds like a really good idea. Okay.
I promise we'll do nothing about self-improvement, okay?
Okay, good. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Okay.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Ashwini?
Wow,
you
I was just chattering away. I said, thanks, Carol.
It had that feel. I sensed that there was a speech happening somewhere, just not in our range of hearing. So thank
well,
you, Carol,
brings,
was part of that.
Thank you, Carol. And that brings us to the end of another fantastic show, Sherry. Here's our assignment
well,
for the
good.
Day.
All right.
It is a great obstacle to happiness to expect too much.
When we examine expectations, we recognize why they are such obstacles to happiness. Have you ever had an expectation that was actually met? Not if your attention was on a conditioned conversation. The whole point of expectation is to make sure you're not present to what is. The irony is that when we're not in the conditioned world of expectations, which promises everything and delivers nothing, we are so much more likely to be fulfilled in ways that we cannot even imagine. Today, let go conditioned expectations of how things ought to be and experience the happiness to be found in how things are. Record and listen.
Woo! There is practice in action.
Yes, practice in action.
That's what we're going to be doing. All right.
Yes, and we can hear from everybody tomorrow. Take care, everyone.
Yes, we can.
Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you, Ashwini. Treasure yourselves.